The Stanley Cup playoffs return to Vancouver on Sunday, April 21. On Thursday, during the Vancouver Canucks' final game of the regular season against the Winnipeg Jets, Sportsnet confirmed that Game 1 of the Canucks' first-round series against the Nashville Predators will be at 7 p.m. on Sunday. It's been 9 long years since the Canucks played a playoff game in Rogers Arena in front of their home crowd, but the towel-waving faithful will welcome them onto the ice this weekend. The original plan was for the Canucks' playoff series against the Predators to start on Tuesday, April 23, but neither team was happy with that long a break between the end of the regular season and the start of the postseason. As it is, a Sunday start means just 2 days between games for the Canucks, though they rested several players for Thursday's game. JT Miller, Brock Besser, Ian Cole, and Philip Hronek all sat out against the Jets as healthy scratches, allowing them a little more rest for the bumps and bruises that accrue across an 82-game season. The Predators, on the other hand, finished their regular season on Monday, April 15. A Sunday start gives them 5 days off between games, which is already pushing it in terms of too much time off. The rest of the schedule was announced later in the evening. Here is the complete schedule with times in the Pacific time zone. Sunday, April 21 to 7 p.m. Game 1 at Rogers Arena in Vancouver. Tuesday, April 23, 7 p.m. Game 2 at Rogers Arena in Vancouver. Friday, April 26 to 4:30 p.m. Game 3 at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. Sunday, April 28, 2 p.m. Game 4 at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. Tuesday, April 30, TBD. Game 5 at Rogers Arena in Vancouver, if necessary. Friday, May 3, TBD. Game 6 at Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, if necessary. Sunday, May 5, TBD. Game 7 at Rogers Arena in Vancouver, if necessary. In Canada, all of the games will be broadcast on Sportsnet, while the U.S. will see Game 1 on ESPN, Game 2 on ESPN2, and Games 3 and 4 on TBS and streamed on Max, formerly known as HBO. True TV will also carry Game 4, while the U.S. broadcasters for Games 5 to 7 haven't been announced for any playoff series. The schedule makers had to work around the already scheduled events at each team's arena, which could present a particular challenge if there is a Game 7 in Vancouver. Pearl Jam will be at Rogers Arena on May 4th and May 6th. A Game 7 on May 5th would mean a complete takedown of the Pearl Jam stage only to put it back up for the concert the following night. Here's the schedule with the events scheduled at each arena to show the challenge the schedule makers faced. April 21st, Game 1 at Rogers Arena. April 22nd. April 23rd, Game 2 at Rogers Arena. April 24th. April 25th, Tim McGraw at Bridgestone Arena. April 26th, Game 3 at Bridgestone Arena. April 27th, The Postal Service and Death Cab for Cutie at Bridgestone Arena. April 28th, Game 4 at Bridgestone Arena. April 29th, Justin Timberlake at Rogers Arena. April 30th, Game 5 at Rogers Arena, if necessary. May 1 to 21, Savage at Rogers Arena. May 2nd. May 3rd, Game 6 at Bridgestone Arena, if necessary. May 4th, Pearl Jam at Rogers Arena. Gloria Trevi at Bridgestone Arena. May 5th, Game 7 at Rogers Arena, if necessary. May 6th, Pearl Jam at Rogers Arena. What would be easiest for the crew at Rogers Arena, of course, is if the Canucks avoid the series going to 7 games altogether.